The opinions voiced on this program are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, or financial advisor prior to investing. Securities and investment advisory services are offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, a member of FINRA SIPC.
What can we learn from two Israeli psychologists? We're going to talk about that today on What Really Matters. We start now. Hi, and welcome to What Really Matters. I am certainly not Peter McClellan. My name is Jeff Hyback, and I'm the Portfolio Manager for Strategic Equity Management. Peter and his wife are celebrating their 27-year anniversary today, so I'd like to be the first of many to wish them a congratulations, and to his wife, Sally. She must be the most patient woman in the world to deal with a guy like Peter. And he knows I'm kidding, but she also knows she's very patient. I've been around them and just love their relationship. So congratulations, Peter and Sally. Back to my question, since I'm have it on my own, and I couldn't talk anybody in our office to join me on the podcast. I've been reading a lot about investor behavior. And last week, I talked a little bit with Peter about a book I was reading called Misbehaving, and it's by Robert Thaler. He is, if you watch The Big Short, he's the guy sitting with Selena Gomez in the casino trying to explain the behavior that went on during the housing bubble. He's really become a hero of mine, because if you've listened to any of my podcasts over the years or attended my seminars, you've seen that I've really pointed out many, many times how the traditional economic models, which then ties into the traditional investment models, are not applicable in the real world because most of us are humans. Well, Dr. Thaler was sort of an outcast as an economist because he quickly questioned some of these things that were happening in the 1970s. And I'll let you read his book, or maybe I'm sure over the next few weeks and few months and probably the rest of my career, I'm going to be talking a lot about these behavioral economics concepts. But in his book, two of the people that really changed things for him were a couple of psychologists from Israel. And I'm not even going to attempt to say their names. He called them Amos and Danny for their first names. Interestingly enough, as I was getting close to finishing the book by Dr. Thaler, I got an alert on Amazon that Michael Lewis was writing a book called The Undoing Project, and it was out for preview. And lo and behold, as I read about it, it was about Amos and Danny. So the nerd that I am, I instantly pre-ordered that, and it arrived last week. And I think I've almost finished all 380 pages of it. I think I'm in the last couple chapters. So I'm really enthralled with this, and it's interesting because now you're getting the pre-story of what went on that really changed Dr. Thaler's career and turned him from a failing economist because he just couldn't understand the economic models, and turned him into who he is today, and it's really one of the fathers of behavioral economics. And it wasn't until I was taking level 3 of the CFA exam that I finally realized why in my career I had always struggled with economics. And in fact, full disclosure, the first two levels of the CFA exam, I actually failed the economics portion. And then I got to level 3 and they started talking about behavioral biases and some of the psychology that goes into it. And all of a sudden it dawned on me. Economic and investment models require completely rational participants, as Dr. Thaler pointed out, and early on, Amos and Danny. The problem is most people are not fully rational. In fact, nobody's fully rational. Some people, like engineers, like my partner Rick Gage, is definitely a close to rational human being, but even he will have some biases that he admits to. So not to get clear into the book, because there's probably 7 hours worth of podcasts I can do on that, but looking at the current market, and the Dow closed above 20,000 this week. It hung on to it the last 2 days. It's something that I think is important. And as I was looking at Dow 20,000, I came across an article by Professor Robert Shiller. And he wrote a book called Irrational Exuberance back in the late 90s, and he was talking about how everything was about to blow up. He coincidentally ended up winning a Nobel Prize in economics for his work on investor behavior. And he was mentioned heavily in Dr. Thaler's book, so the nerd that I am, I've added Irrational Exuberance to my reading list, as well as anything Robert Shiller puts out. And one of those things just happened to be this week when he was talking about the current market. And he said there's two illusions that investors are under right now. First of all is that President Trump is a successful businessman that will be able to use that acumen to make America great again. Now, whatever your political leanings are, let me just say, I, being an independent and excited about how Donald Trump is trying to get things done, and he is addressing a lot of the things that I've always said were wrong with our economy. And I don't know if he'll be able to answer them via his executive orders or things like that, but at least he's willing to address them, like unlike most politicians the last 20 years. So, but there is, you know, some argument that, you know, whether or not Donald Trump was successful. Yes, he's quite wealthy. He also failed a lot, which does, you know, in my mind, makes him, you know, understandable of making tough decisions. But we've seen a ferocious market rally since the election. And it's all because people believe that his business acumen is going to turn into this robust economic growth. And then at the same time, now you have this reinforcing bias of the Dow crossing 20,000. This round number makes the headlines, makes people say, wow, I remember when the Dow was at 10,000, which coincidentally was way back in 1999. And there was big euphoria over Dow 10,000. And with hindsight, which is another bias, we now know that, as Dr. Shiller pointed out, that was definitely irrational exuberance. And it's something that, you know, it hit 10,000. It went, I think, you know, almost as high as 12,000 before then it turned back lower. Anyways, what I'm getting at is that is likely to cause people to be reinforced and believe, see, I told you, Donald Trump's going to be great for the market. And as Amos and Danny pointed out, our brains have a tendency to focus way too much on the present and what's happened recently. And it also tends to look at things and make it more simple to understand than the real world really is. So my warning to anybody out there that's an investor is to take a step back and just realize there is no president in our history that has been like Donald Trump. Also realize there is a lot of structural issues wrong with our economy that cannot be fixed with just an executive order. Now, admitting we have a problem is definitely a first step, but there's going to be pain on the other side. We have not seen how other countries are going to react. We have not seen how businesses might react to this, and we have not seen, minus some few marches and protests, how the other half of America that did not vote for Donald Trump will react and fight him. And we got to see what's going to happen in Congress. So we definitely have our work cut out for you. And so if you're just investing, as Peter and I have been saying, because your party won, that's not a wise decision. The same as it wasn't to stay out of the market because your party didn't win last time, and vice versa. If your party lost, don't look at Donald Trump and say, well, he's evil, I'm not going to invest anything in the market. Take a step back. Realize we got a long road ahead. We might fall back below 20,000 again, or we might be at 40,000 again in 5 years. We just don't know. It's important to realize what your goals are for your money, what risk you can afford to take, what risk you're comfortable to take. And so whenever you get down to those questions, you get down to why people like the 401k latte company, Peter McClellan's firm, and other advisors that we work with around the country are there for. And that is to help you assess what you should be doing from a rational perspective. They're there to help you because we know we're human and we all tend to react emotionally at times, not all the time. and they're there. So I'd encourage you, if you're getting excited about the market or you're down in the dumps about the prospects, contact the 401k Latte Company if you're in the Twin Cities area, 401klatte.com. If you're an advisor out there or just looking for an advisor, I'd encourage you to go to my website, scmtradersblog.com. You can click on the About. There's some links there as well as the contact information, and I can put you in touch with your, if you're an advisor, how you can work with us. If you're looking for an advisor, I can put you in touch with somebody in your area. We have advisors all throughout the country that work with us. So as Peter likes to encourage me to say, I want all of our listeners to invest in a conversation and do it soon.
You've been listening to What Really Matters with Peter McClellan, a chartered financial consultant with the 401k Latte Company in Lakeville, Minnesota. For a no-cost consultation or second opinion of financial issues, call us at 952-882-0400. That's 952-882-0400. Or visit us online at 401klatte.com. That's 401klatte.com. We want to remind you to invest in a conversation.